It is certain orphans are very much forlorn. But in the presence of parents also, many children are suffering. And the presence of good medicine, good physician, many people are dying. It is not guaranteed. Suppose one is diseased, suffering, if you engage good qualified physician, good medicine, and therefore there is guarantee of cure. No. There is no guarantee. The medical practitioners say, we cannot guarantee. We are trying our best. That's all. Similarly, when a person is drowning in the water, if you send a good boat to save him, that is also not guaranteed. In this way, if you study, that you are completely dependent on something else. Our process of making ourselves independent, we may manufacture so many things for our independence, but Shastra says, unless there is protection from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, these methods and processes will not save us. Tavattana vidang tadupikshitana. If Krishna does not lie, does not wish that these children will suffer in spite of good parents, so that suffering nobody can say. This man must drown in spite of very nice good boat and sea. Nobody can say. This man must die in spite of good physician and medicine. He must die. Therefore, our first relief, guaranteed relief, is shelter of Krishna. If we take shelter of Krishna, even there is some deficiencies in the matter of protecting us, Krishna is here. Therefore, we should depend on Krishna. That is called saranagati, surrender. To believe that Krishna will give us protection. Without Krishna's protection, no other protection is valid. There is no guarantee. So, in every way, we shall surrender to Krishna. Krishna also guarantees, Aham kva sarva papi bhama Krishna. Our sufferings are due to our sinful activities. So Krishna gives guarantee that Aham kva sarva papi bhama Krishna. I shall save you from all kinds of sinful lives. So, Saranagati, surrender to Krishna is our only business. The Krishna consciousness movement is trying to teach people to not to declare independence, which is not possible, not to try to make this world happy without Krishna. That is not possible. That is our propaganda. Whatever you do, you take shelter of Krishna or God. Krishna is the most explicit term for God. God may have many names. Krishna is the perfect name. God has no name. Some philosophers say like that. No name means that His name is understood by different action. Just like Krishna is sometimes called Jasodananda. Because he has accepted Mother Jasoda to become her son, therefore Krishna's name is Jasoda. Krishna's name is Partha Sarath. Why? Because Krishna has accepted to become a chariot driver of Arjuna. Partha means Arjuna. And Sarathi means chariot driver. So Krishna's name becomes Partha Sarathi. Krishna used to steal butter from the stalk of his mother's butter stalk. Therefore, Krishna's name is Makhan Chor. In this way, Krishna's name are varieties. Krishna has unlimited number of activities, and according to such activity, he has got unlimited names. But the primary name, which is applicable in all circumstances, is Krishna. Krishna means all attract. Krishna attracts everyone. Otherwise, how you are attracted? If Krishna is not all attractive, from the beginning of your life, you never heard of Krishna. Neither you knew about Krishna. Why you are attracted? So Krishna is all attracted. That is the perfect name of God, Krishna. Otherwise, Krishna has got many names. Sahasra name, thousands of names. This thing is... This time is up. So, Krishna is the Bhagavan Swayam. According to Vedic literature, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Swayam. Swayam means original. Krishna has many extensions, incarnations. Here also Krishna is extensive. Here, all living entities, here also Krishna is extensive. We are called Vibhinnas, separated extension. Separated extension means just like this finger is the part of your body, but when it is separated from the body, some reason, finger's name is finger, but it is separated. It is no longer used for the whole body. Similarly, the conditioned soul, we have come to this material world, being conditioned by the laws of material nature. Therefore, our so-called independence is bogus. There is no independence. We are completely under the grip of material nature. So, therefore we are separate. When we are again joined with Krishna, then we are one with Krishna. Just like this finger is one with this body. Although it is called finger, but it is the same. The importance of the finger is as good as the whole body. Similarly, when we shall join again with Krishna, then we become as good as Krishna, Advaita Gyan, absolute. Yesterday, I was explaining, Angani Jasya Sakalendriya Vittimanti. Every part, every limb of Krishna has got the potency of acting like other limb. We can see only with our eyes, but Krishna can eat also with his eyes. Therefore, actually. So, Krishna's part and parcel also one with Krishna. In the spiritual world, there is no two, all one, one unit. This will take time to understand. Theoretically, you can understand. And here, in this material world, we are all separate. Therefore, just like if electric bulbs are separated from the powerhouse, practically it has no value. Similarly, so long we are separated from Krishna, we have no value. Kanad vrashtapatam tadha. Kanad vrashtapatam tadha. Kanad means from the right position, one falls down. So, by Krishna consciousness, by reviving your Krishna consciousness, by engaging yourself in Krishna's service, you revive your original position. That is called liberation. Now we are not liberated, we are dependent on so many laws, so many conditions. Although we are very much proud and puffed up, independent. Who is independent? Nobody is independent. It is not possible to become independent. It is simply first pride, independent. So, don't try to become independent. Please try to become dependent on Krishna. That will make your life successful. Thank you. Hey.